The Mariners play host to the Tigers. Felix Hernandez getting close to rejoining the M's. He's expected to pitch on Friday. We'll pick things up in the fifth inning with Detroit on top. One zip.
Iglesias off the bag, but he's safe. Boy, he was leaning. Boy, a little barrel roll there from Iglesias. That might have saved him.
He looks like he's safe.
And the 0-2 pitch. Kinsler is swinging a line drive, base hit fair down the left field line all the way into the corner. Iglesias heading for third, being waved in. Up with the ball is ready. The throw in, cut off by Motter. No relay to the plate. In its second goes Kinsler with an RBI double, scoring from first. Iglesias with two outs going on contact. And now the Tigers have a 2-0 lead here in the top of the fifth.
Left center field. Upton chasing, and this is gone for a home run. Tied game. Guillermo Heredia's fifth.
2-2 ball game, 3-2 pitch to Zunino. Runner goes. Pitch swung on through to deep to left. Line drive, that baby's gone. Into the bullpen of Detroit. The Mariners take a 4-2 lead. Mike Zunino just continues to rock on. His 24th RBI. That's home run number 8. Gives it 28 RBIs on the season. Mike Zunino is on fire.
Now with 8 home runs on the year and 28 runs batted in. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way, swinging a fly ball into deep center field. Going back, Romine to the warning track, to the wall. Goodbye, baseball. Zunino does it again. Mike Zunino's second two-run home run of the night. His 9th of the season. He drives in 4 runs tonight. And again, Dyson is aboard. And now the Mariners have a 6-2 lead over the Tigers. And what a night for Mike Zunino.
Zunino continues his hot hitting. The M's win 6-2. Zunino has 5 home runs and 13 RBIs during a 7-game hit streak. He has a Major League best 26 RBIs during the month of June. Meanwhile, Aníbal Sanchez takes a no decision in his first start of the year as he returns from the minors. The Mariners have now won back-to-back games, and they are 2 wins shy of getting back to 500 for the season. Here's the manager, Scott Servais.
Quick recap for everybody. For me, I mean, starts and Gavilio kind of does what he's been doing. You know, he hangs in there, gives us a chance. He kind of manages way through trouble. The beginning, obviously, got the double play ball with the bases loaded, nobody out. That really limited damage there. And, you know, it hasn't been so great for him. We run him out in the 6th, so trying to go to C-Shack there. And, you know, we actually got the double play ball. We didn't convert it. But, you know, Pazos really came in, a huge moment in the game, stepped up. And, you know, I think, you know, everybody's excited, you know, Zunino, great night with the bat. The thing for me that stood out tonight for Zunino, we've talked a lot with him about, is like, you know, managing the game, running the game. I thought he did a great job with Pazos to get him through the 6th inning. You know, he got went to the breaking ball when he had to. He elevated. He went to the mound. I mean, those are the type of things winning catchers do. We love the home runs, believe me. I love them as much as anybody. But taking that next step as far as leading our pitching staff was huge tonight. And it really came through. And Vincent steps up, and, you know, it was enough. You know, they got a good hitting ball club. You know, we know that coming in. It's going to be a challenge for us. And we got a few big homers. And, you know, Heredia finds a way to chip in again. So, good ball game. You know, we got enough out of our bullpen to hold them right there, which was huge.
Nice to give you a little bit of boost, too. And that he has been for the last few weeks.
He really has. You know, his on-base percentage continues to rise. He's certainly against the right-handers. And, you know, he's got a little thing going. He's telling Zunino the reason he's hitting all the home runs because Dyson's hitting ahead of him and he's always on base. There might be some truth to that. I don't know. I certainly know that Dyson can get the pitcher's attention on him. And getting a few more pitches to Mike to hit, maybe that helps out. But we're good with it because, you know, he's done a really nice job.
Pazos, that's a little bit of a bounce back. He had some troubles yesterday, and then come in and
yeah, Pazos has been, yeah, he's been really consistent all year except for yesterday. You know, we brought him in a tough spot and didn't have a good release point and walked a hitter. But, you know, talking to him before the game, you know, he knows that Detroit's predominantly right-handed hitters. He's a skip, just give me the ball. I don't care who's up, you know. And he's got the nice stash working, too. So we're 2-0 since he's gone to the stash. Have a little fun with the guys. That's okay.
Vincent's been doing it all year. I mean, he comes in key situations. And
Nick's got a lot of confidence right now, and we certainly trust him against anything, right, left-handed, who's ever middle of the lineup. Big point in the game tonight. I thought it was important to get him in there against Cabrera, and he did a nice job against him. But, yeah, Vincent's been really key, you know, for our bullpen. And everybody talks about the – you know, the closer, but it's the guy to get you to the closer, and he's really been consistent all year long.
Nothing more on Zunino's home runs?
Awesome. You know, good for him. Again, I've said it, keep saying it. He just, the quality of the bats has been outstanding, and fouling off some tough pitches, and then, you know, we got one, the pull out of the park, and then the last one off Rodriguez was pretty impressive. We all know how hard it is to go that far in this ballpark for the right-handed hitter, and he nailed it. It was awesome.
Did you get any reports on Iwakuma and
Segura? I did. I know Kuma struggled a little bit in the second inning. I don't have the pitch counts, or I haven't seen the line or anything like that. I haven't gotten a report on Segura, so we'll evaluate that, you know, tomorrow.
Jerod Dyson came up big at the plate on Monday. He goes 3-for-4 with 2 runs scored.
I thank Guillermo. I told the kid he don't know his pop yet.
As in, he doesn't know how much strength he's got. The bunt that you laid down, it looked perfect after it goes under a couple of gloves. Where were you trying to get that to go?
I was trying to get it directly towards second, just get it past the pitcher. And after that, it's a tough play.
Do you even see it get past the pitcher, or are you too busy hustling down the line?
No, I watched it get past him, but it was a great bunt.
Now, when you were on first, it looked like Mike Z was having a great at-bat there, laying off some pitches on the corners. How much are you able to watch that and gauge what he's doing?
Not really, not too much, but I love the results from Z. Z been swinging the bat great. I'm just trying to do my job, get on base so he can get good pitches to hit.
And I know, become a pest once you get on base. Make it a little easier for Z. Lastly, we have talked about the fact that it's 16 of 19 at home right now and that there's a chance to really make hay. How much do you guys talk about that?
Not really. We just go out there and try to win every ball game. If not, just win the series. That's the big part. You know, it's a grind. It's 162 games, and we just got to come ready to play every day.
And, of course, the star of the show on Monday, Mike Zunino, who continues to provide the bottom third of Seattle's batting order with plenty of pop.
Yeah, I mean, it was just one of those things where I was just trying to see the ball well. I mean, obviously got my swing off early a couple of times and missed it. But as I got deeper into the bat, I saw what he was throwing and was just able to get a cutter middle and just throw my hands to it and barrel it up.
You know better than any of us kind of the challenges of that at bat. Does that make the reward that much sweeter?
Oh, yeah. I mean, any time you can fall behind like that and work your way back and then get a good pitch to hit and not miss it is huge. And it was nice to have that momentum boost. And it was huge for Pazos to close that inning out. And it was nice to keep that momentum.
We know that Dyson is a pest on the bases, but what physically does he change about a pitcher's delivery?
Everything. I mean, if you see sort of what he does over there, I mean, he's got a huge lead. They're picking over 4 or 5 times, stepping off. I mean, trying to hold the ball, that just takes the pitcher out of his rhythm. So, I mean, that's a huge advantage for me hitting behind him. I mean, just lets the ball stay up a little bit because guys are more worried about him than pitching to me.
You mentioned Pazos. He hit 99 a couple of times. Has there been an uptick in velocity?
We knew he had it in him, but I think when he comes in those situations, he's pretty amped up, ready to go. He's got a great fastball. When he trusts it, it's fun to be back there and catch him.
But yesterday, he had a couple of, I would say, pitches that got away from him. Today, it looked like he had made some adjustment to hone him in.
Yeah, you mean it's one of those. It's tough. I mean, some of these guys, when you go down to Texas, it's a little bit human. I mean, ball's a little bit slicker, but I know he wanted to get back in there today, and I think he made a good adjustment.
Scott said he was just as impressed with the way you handled Pazos in the sixth inning than he was with the home runs. Can you comment on that and just hear
your... Yeah, just when we got to 0-2, I sort of wanted to sit him down and just explain to him where we wanted to pitch this guy. And he did a good job, and I mean, the next pitch, he delivered it right where I asked him to. So it was one of those things where the credit's on him. I just saw it opening there, and he made a good pitch.
So what's it like for you right now at the plate? I mean, you had another 2 homers tonight. You had the long foul ball earlier on in the game, too. Like, to be as locked in as you are up there right now.
Yeah, you know, it's just, I mean, to me, it's just trusting the routine and trusting the process. I mean, I'm in the cage trying to do the same routine everything every day. I mean, trying to be as disciplined as I can in batting practice just to drive the ball the other way, and it's paid off, you know. But, I mean, it's not an easy game. So it's one of those where you take at-bats for what they are, and when you get some results, they're nice.
M starter Sam Gavilio gets a no decision in this game, but he pitches well. He allows 2 runs on 3 hits over 5.
Awesome. Offense picked it up late in the game. You know, the bullpen did a great job coming in.
The third inning, too. That inning started very different than it ended. What happened there?
You know, I just struggled with my fastball command and wasn't getting ahead of guys. And, you know, made pitches when I needed to, but I was a little frustrated with myself.
The double play, how did that help just reset things for you?
You know, Mike did a great job calling pitches. And, you know, I executed a pitch and got a double play turned. and it, you know, got the momentum changed a little bit.
You mentioned working with Mike. Now that you've had some starts, how much better is that communication and that relationship?
It's been awesome. He works hard, you know, even before the game, we're talking, you know, and we're talking in the middle of the game, you know, and he's giving me positive feedback.
And it did seem like there was a couple of times that he went out there. What were the conversations?
You know, he said, just, you know, let's make some pitches here. You know, don't try to do too much.
Really, that's all he said?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot. Pretty quick. So he's like, also discussing what pitch to go with next.
But it sounds like you don't need a whole lot to get back on track. You recognize that there's something wrong. You're quick to make an adjustment.
Yeah, just trying to keep it simple. That's all we're trying to do.
Have you had a chance to check the Oregon State score?
I heard it was a good one.
Seattle will try to extend to a 3-game win streak on Tuesday when Ariel Miranda makes the start.